Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Wendy, explain again exactly how Love, Lost, and Found works on The Burt Show.
Well, Love, Lost, and Found is when you kind of meet somebody out, but through some sort of circumstances, you hit it off right away, but you end up either losing a phone number, not getting a phone number, but you're always thinking about this person. So you come on the show, you give us a couple of details, some highlights of the person that you met, and we sort of ask the Burt Show community on if they know this person and if we can find the person for you.
Here's why this story is so tragic, because dude manned up. I mean, he gets the phone number. In a lot of cases, we'll get a guy calling up saying, look, everything was going so well. End of the night rolls around. Or when we both left the supermarket, there was that second that I knew it and she knew it. Mm-hmm. And I could have gone in for the phone number and I just chickened out and I didn't do it. And okay, so we'll help you out in a case like that. Mm-hmm. But this has more honor to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
He did Brian went in, man.
He got the phone number.
Yes.
He went in. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Bert, Jen, Jeff, Melissa, Wendy?
Hello.
Hi.
It's a tragedy, I tell you. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what? Oh, his mood changed quickly. Hey, everybody. Yep.
Yeah. All right, bring us back to that night, exactly where you were, and give us all the details leading up to where we are right now.
It was two Saturdays ago in East Atlanta. I was there with a buddy watching a jazz show, and we went into the, can I name the club?
Sure.
Dude. We went into the graveyard toward the end of the night, and almost immediately I ran into this girl that she commented on my height. I'm 6'9", and she's 5'9".
Oh, so, wow.
You know, she's vertically very convenient to talk to in a club like that.
Vertically convenient.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, love it.
But then she accidentally knocked my drink out of my hand, and she was embarrassed. And, you know, I teased her a little bit. And, but we kept talking, and eventually I just said, look, you know, we really ought to go out on a date. So got her number, and you kind of told the rest of the story. Left the club, you know, feeling pretty happy, excited. Got up the next day, did my normal weekend stuff, and decided to go to the, there was some, like, walk around downtown bike thing. And I rode from Decatur down to downtown, and reached for my phone, and it was gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you know, I've been trying to break this habit because apparently it's very unfashionable to wear your phone on your belt. Is that right, lady? Yeah.
No, if it's while you're riding a bike, I think it's totally cool.
is that okay that way?
Yeah, I mean, either that or use a magnet and put it right on your helmet.
Or you could always put it in your fanny pack.
Yeah, well, I always find that guys that put, you know, have the holster on their belt that makes the phone go sideways is much cooler than going up and down.
That's just so it doesn't push against your panties.
Well, I was trying to break that habit, but anyway, so at that point, I immediately think of the number, and I'm like, oh, I mean, the phone was not a cheap phone, but you can replace the phone. The possibility that you're going to get, you know, through meeting a new person, though, I mean, that's not really replaceable, so... So I double back, and I'm you know, like, pedaling my little heart out against traffic. People are honking at me. And finally, I get a flat tire.
Oh,
and,
no. Oh.
Yeah, and I know, and I'm like, is this a sign? Maybe I'm supposed to walk, so I'll find the phone. No, I didn't find the phone.
Aww.
So let me get this straight. At one point, there was a man walking his bike with one flat tire from... Atlanta to Decatur with an empty phone holster on his belt and no other beautiful woman pulled over to say hi to you?
Exactly.
Hard to believe.
This is a romantic story.
Everything came off.
Don't ruin
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, don't ruin this. This is a man making
it
effort.
Sweet.
He is risking his life going against traffic to find the phone to get his bike.
I mean,
so, and later that night, I got a weird phone call. Somebody called, asked for Brian. I said, this is Brian, and he hung up. So I'm like, oh, man, this must be the guy. I had emailed my phone and said, look, there's a reward if you just, you know, just for the information on the phone. And the guy hung up. I called back. He kept hanging up on me, and finally he started saying something like, I wouldn't give you that number if I had your phone. So I was feeling pretty bummed at that point. But, you know, after regrouping and thinking about it a little bit, I Googled what I did know about her. which is that she's a hairstylist. She lives in Grant Park. She works in Marietta. And immediately I started seeing reviews for stylists by her name. And so, you know, over the last course of the last week, I'm calling some of these salons and, you know, trying to figure out exactly, you know, a tactful way of saying, is that a Lauren that works there? And, you know, trying to get descriptions, get a description of them and rule out the ones that I could find via the internet like that. And I was able to do that by looking at some of the bios on the websites. And actually last Saturday I went into one in Marietta, and the receptionist was just freaking out. She was like, oh my God, this is so romantic. It's just like some movie Serendipity. And I was like, well, that's good, because I was afraid I was coming off like a stalker. But
maybe the serendipity was to meet the receptionist that thought it was really romantic. Have you thought of that? Did you hook up with her?
You know, it's kind of disingenuous to go in there with one goal in mind. And
yeah,
then,
Bert.
Know,
you're dating. What does that have to do with being genuine?
He got the number that was a backup if this doesn't work. Anyway, move on.
I'm no dummy.
Stupid. I'm 6'9".
How many different salons did you go through on the list looking for her?
About four that I found that there was a definite, you know, large person named Lauren working there, and most of those were either, like I said, off of online bios. And then I went in, you know, the other day. I was sitting in the parking lot going, man, are you really getting ready to go in there and just, you know, come out with a story to some stranger? But anyway, so, you know, and then I looked online, and there's only like, I don't know, 300 or 400 salons in Marietta.
Right.
So that, you know, at this point, I need the A-team.
Yeah, here we are, man. We're here to save the day, dude.
We are here to help.
I think you've got enough details here that I'm pretty confident we're going to find her today, man. I really am.
Good deal.
All right, so here's what we have. You guys met at the graveyard on, what was the date?
22nd.
He remembers it like it was yesterday, man. I love that answer, dude.
You are so cute, Brian.
All right, 22nd at the graveyard in East Atlanta. You know she's a hairstylist. You know she lives in Grant Park. She works in Marietta, and we got a name, y'all. It's Lauren.
And she's 5'9".
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N.
Lauren.
And she was with a friend that said she was German.
Okay.
Friend. Did she look German?
What does that mean?
You know, I didn't really get any definitive accents, but I mean, it's kind of loud in there.
Huge biceps. Okay.
Did you get the name of the friend by any chance?
I didn't.
Okay.
Can you give us a physical description other than 5'9"?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. I mean, she's 5'9", and she's got short, dark hair.
Short? How short?
Short. Like, pretty short. Around the, like, clipper chin? Short on the sides.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, like to her head short.
Yes.
Okay.
What asking else? About, like, clothing or anything like that doesn't do us any good because it was a week and a half ago. Short, dark hair, but
anything
she's
else?
5'9".
Like, is she from here?
Describe her breasts.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This is a sweet story.
Oh, you know, I'm hesitant to go into trying to guess a woman's age. I would say
no. Don't answer it, dude.
No, don't.
You're smarter than that.
No, he was gonna guess her age.
Okay,
I know, that's why I still
not
said
her bra size.
I know, but I'm still saying shh. Right. I don't even try to guess her age.
How much do you think she weighed?
Right. Don't do it. Brian, hold on one sec. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give the phone number out. We'll see if we can get any strong leads for you, okay?
Good deal. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Did you pinch
so
her
cute.
Sides at all?
And he's 6'9", so that's going to be easy to remember if she hears it or if she told a friend about it.
I bet her phone is buzzing right now.
Okay,
so here's what we got. We got this guy, Brian, who meets Lauren at the graveyard on the 22nd. They vibe it up big time. He loses his phone the next day. It has her phone number in it. He's a panic about it, right? Can't find her anywhere. He's gone online and searched for her also. Here's what we know, and here's who we're looking for. Her name is Lauren. She's 5'9". She's a hairstylist. She works in Grant Park. No, she works in Marietta, but she lives in Grant Park.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got short, dark hair. That's who we're looking for. If you have any leads for us, like, even if you don't know her, if you might know the name of the salon she works at, give us a call and we'll follow those leads, but we need you guys to call.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.